There's something out there called the sexual partner comparison syndrome. Sounds like a disease. You can probably get diseases by messing around in that venue, but the thing is this. When you have more than one partner, you start to notice and compare. And therein lies the problem, because you quickly realize that not only are you comparing them to your past partners, but they're probably comparing you. Now, are we talking about this today? Well, in a sort of about kind of round away, maybe kinda. But the truth is this, comparison is a thief of joy. And that's where we're going today. The Faith Up Slayer, hope you're having an amazing, incredible, rock solid, rock star, Jesus filled, Holy Spirit anointed, Satan butt kicking day. How's that for an intro? Hey, thanks for reaching out to me at TDA Giant Slayer at gmail.com. Yes, Kevin, I do all this recording on my own. Kevin has some questions about production. He's wanting to get into a podcast himself. I say go for it. We need one more podcast out there, don't we? Anyway, if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, one of the coolest cats on the net. He will do you right. I promote him. I push him because he's awesome. Also, WellBuiltSupplements.com. I can't tell you about how much I use on supplements a year, a week, a month. I'm sure it's in the hundreds because I'm a diehard believer of supplements. But with that being said, you got to get the right one. And the right ones are found at WellBuiltSupplements.com. Make sure you type in the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And also puts a little bit of cheddar in our pocket, helps promote and support the program. Now, today I want to talk to you about comparison. Comparison, as I believe Theodore Roosevelt once said, is a thief of joy. You know, it makes me think about this. We're always looking at other people, comparing ourselves, and oftentimes it's like, I wonder what they think about me, and I wonder what they think about me. And I love this quote. No one is thinking about you because they are all too worried about what others are thinking about them. Look, there's a saying out there, hike your own hike. It means basically do your own thing. Don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses or the Millers or the Smiths or the Heckmans. Do your own thing. But the key there is to find out what is your own thing. Why do you compare yourself? I mean, have you ever asked, you know, why do I do this? Why do I do this? And who do you compare yourself to? I mean, that says a lot, really. More than anything is maybe who we compare ourselves to. You do realize that in comparison, it's always unrealistic. You never get the true story. You never see reality. When you compare, it's just absolutely, unbelievably, undeniably unrealistic. Here, we never compare ourselves to someone who's just like us. And you want to know why? Because there's no one like you. There's only one of you. And why do you compare yourself? Well, in this whole idea of why we compare ourselves and who we compare ourselves to, you have to ask yourself why. Are you comparing yourself to anyone? Why? Most likely, it's because the world pressures you to compare simply by the images we see and the narrative we hear. We like to grade ourselves. We like to judge ourselves. We like, did I get an A, a B, a C, a D, an E? Did I fail? Am I just as good, just as strong, just as thin, just as rich? We're always measuring ourselves because why? Because why? Because we think it brings self-worth. And it doesn't. Have you ever asked yourself how things would change if you won $100 million? Oh man, everything would change. I'd get a house and a car. I'd go on vacation. I'd retire. I wouldn't have to work anymore. I could do whatever I want. But the problem is you said nothing about you changing. You're still going to be you. You still are going to compare yourselves to other people who aren't like you, and you're still going to be you. You're still going to be stuck in the same predicament, in the same mindset that you are right now. So when the world says, hey, Are you like this? Are you like this? Are you like this? They're trying to say, where's your value at? Bottom line, we should compare ourselves to Jesus. And why? Because we will quickly see how futile it is and silly when we compare ourselves to Jesus. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, basically, when we compare ourselves to Jesus, first of all, we have to find out who he wants us to be. But secondly, we find out how ridiculous it is to compare ourselves to anyone else, because no matter how high the standard, it's not nearly as high as the standard that Christ holds for us. Galatians 6:4, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct. That statement there in the Greek, for we are each responsible for our own conduct, it's saying in the Greek, you are your own unique person who God created you to be. That's what you're responsible for. You're responsible for your own uniqueness. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So how are we conformed? By comparison. What should I look like? What should I be like? What should I act like? I've said this many times. The hardest job description in the world is to be a single mom, followed closely by being a teenage girl. The pressures of a teenage girl, and by teenage I mean, you know, 20 and under, or maybe 22 and under now, because there's still that teenage mindset. If I was a 22-year-old girl and I pulled open my phone and I started to go through social media, it would tell me I need to be thin, big-busted, slutty, innocent, smart, act dumb, have the attention of men, have the right clothes, the right figure, the right hair, the makeup, the right nails. I would have to go to the right places and eat the right food and hang with the right friends. And it is impossible to follow that narrative. You fail on every front. Even if you are a Kardashian and you compare yourself to everybody else and you feel like you're top of the food chain, you still fail, because there's always better, bigger, brighter, more bodacious. Why do we compare? And when we compare, don't we realize it conforms us to the world? That's the danger. Matthew 5:48. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. There, compare yourself to Jesus. Are you perfect? No. And what does that word there mean, perfect? It means be your full potential. Be completed in Jesus. If you want to compare yourself, look in the mirror and say, am I like Jesus? My mind, my heart, my soul, my emotions, my will, my decisions on how I spend my money, what I look at, where I go, what I say, what I do? No, I've got a lot of room to grow in the be like Jesus department, especially if perfection is the end line. If my potential and my completion is Jesus is the goal, I've got a long way to go. The biggest enemy of comparison is this: you are trying to be someone else. When you get to heaven, God is not going to ask you why you were not more like fill in the blank, whoever you're comparing yourself to. He's not going to say, boy, every day you pulled out your phone and you looked at those images, how come you're not more like them? He's never going to say that. He's going to ask you why you weren't more like him and why you weren't more like how he created you to be. Look, vanity, failure, or complete dependence, it's all a matter of comparison. This is Garth Heckman with the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.